No. I now pronounce you legally married.
That's the sound of Kitty Lambert and Cheryl Rudd tying the knot shortly after midnight in Niagara Falls, New York. They were among the very first of more than 800 gay and lesbian couples married today in New York. The first day same-sex couples could have legal weddings there. NPR's Joel Rose has the story from New York City.
Outside the city clerk's office in Manhattan, the line of same-sex couples stretched down the steps, around the corner, to the next block, and back again. But despite the long wait and the heat, nobody seemed to be complaining.
Just a feeling of joy and happiness and sweating. But I don't mind it at all. It just feels great.
We waited 26 years for this big day, and we didn't want to wait anymore.
As Carl Wasserman and Juan Carlos Perez of the Bronx waited for their turn to get married, they talked with the couple in line ahead of them, Jerry Page and Christine Rice of Peekskill, New York.
We wanted to be part of history. You know, I think we stand on the shoulders of many, many people who were brave to make this happen. I'm humble and proud to be here.
That's exactly the word. Just sort of humbled to be part of this moment.
In all, 823 couples signed up in advance to be part of the moment in New York City, a number that's expected to set a city record for most weddings in a single day. Inside the Manhattan clerk's office, it was a scene of joyful chaos as couples milled around waiting for their number to be called so that they could pick up their marriage licenses. Michael Casey watched and waited with his fiancée, Jonathan Frank.
It's bureaucracy, but it's a bureaucracy of love right now, and that's just amazing to see.
Normally, New York requires a 24-hour waiting period between obtaining a marriage license and actually getting married. But dozens of state judges, including Ellen Gessmer, volunteered to be here in order to waive that requirement.
It's just one of the happiest days I've ever seen in a courtroom or in a city building of any kind.
Oh, where'd those beautiful rings come from? Ring boxes.
Tiffany.
I was going to say that.
Finally, after waiting for about 4 hours, not to mention 17 years as a couple, Paul DeBenedettis and Ernest Rodriguez found themselves in front of Justice Rosalind Richter.
It is my pleasure to tell you that by the power vested in me by the state of New York, I can now pronounce you legally married. Congratulations.
But it wasn't a day of celebration for everyone. A handful of town clerks around New York State quit rather than grant marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Ruth Sheldon resigned after 15 years as the clerk in the town of Granby outside Syracuse.
It was a tough decision to make, but I prayed about it carefully and felt that this was the answer that I needed to stand for what I believed. I believe that God designed one man for one woman. That's what I believe, and I have to stand for what I believe.
Opponents of same-sex marriage held coordinated rallies today across the state, in Albany, Buffalo, and outside the Manhattan office of Governor Andrew Cuomo. They want to see the issue brought up for a public referendum in New York, along the lines of the controversial Proposition 8 ballot question that halted same-sex marriage in California, at least for now. Back at the city clerk's office, Jonathan Barbakoff and Phil Jeffrey say they know what happened in California, and they're not taking any chances.
Our rights are always tenuous, and we don't know if they're going to take them away, so we wanted to get it done.
It could happen here, too, and we want to at least have the legality before somebody gets an idea to maybe take it away.
And after waiting 17 years, they say a few more hours won't hurt. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
Thank you.